From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A federal judge is blocking the most controversial parts of Arizona's immigration law from taking effect tomorrow. That includes a requirement that officers check the status of anyone suspected of being in the U.S. illegally. As NPR's Ari Shapiro tells us, Judge Susan Bolton's ruling is a legal victory for the Justice Department for now.
This ruling is not a permanent long-term answer to the questions raised by this law. The ruling is the judge stepping in and saying, for the time being at least, the most controversial sections of the law are not going to go into effect. Arizona police officers and other officials had been ramping up for 1 minute past midnight when the law was scheduled to go into effect. And this is the judge's way of saying, until these issues can be thoughtfully resolved in the long term by a judge who has taken the time to think about this, we're not going to let the most controversial sections of the law go into effect, then only to possibly repeal them a day or two later.
NPR's Ari Shapiro in Washington, covering developments from Tucson. NPR's Ted Robbins reports on concerns that the ruling may create more uncertainty in the law enforcement community.
Even before this ruling, there was great confusion among police departments and sheriff's departments around Arizona. Several departments have said that if this law, even if the entire thing went into effect, would not affect the way they do business. I think that departments are going to really act as though this thing has not taken effect at all.
NPR's Ted Robbins in Tucson. Attorney General Eric Holder says a Pentagon investigation will determine whether charges will be filed in the leaking of secret Afghanistan war documents. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Cairo that the Justice Department is working with the Defense Department to find the source of the leaks.
During a visit here today, Attorney General Eric Holder said he deplored the release of classified information and that it wasn't in the national interest of the United States. In this case, the leaked documents include information on Afghan civilian casualties and Taliban use of sophisticated weapons. The Pentagon has launched an investigation into who released those documents. They were published Sunday by the online site WikiLeaks and several news organizations, including the New York Times. President Barack Obama has said while he is concerned, the leak did not reveal anything that wasn't already part of the debate over the war. But other U.S. officials worry the leak could hurt their human intelligence network inside Afghanistan and Pakistan. An earlier investigation by the U.S. Army led to charges in another case of leaks to the website. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.
BP is getting ready to pump concrete and mud into the ruptured oil well in the Gulf, or that was its plan today, and they were hoping that would seal the leak for good. Government scientists say the oil from the well is degrading more quickly than expected and more difficult to see on the surface of the Gulf. Dow's down 45 points. This is NPR. The government's reporting a drop in durable goods orders. Daniel Carson says the drop hit most major industries, including machinery, electronics, and vehicles.
Manufacturing has been, until now, the rock star of the economic recovery, and durable goods orders are the leading indicator for manufacturing. The slight decrease last month came mostly from a drop in orders for commercial aircraft. Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial, has a couple of theories of why the manufacturing sector is slowing down.
Exports to Europe are clearly weaker. The sovereign debt crisis has had an impact on U.S. companies. There's also pulling back of domestic investment in equipment at the same time they slowed hiring.
So, Lowe says the June report suggests economic growth in the third quarter may throttle back a bit. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Pakistani authorities say they do not suspect terrorism in today's crash of an airliner outside the capital, Islamabad. An Airbus went down in the rain-lashed hills around the capital city. All 152 people on board were killed. A massive fire is still raging near California's Mojave Desert after it destroyed more than 30 homes. Authorities say it's threatening dozens more structures in the area. Authorities say they're concerned the fire will get worse if winds pick up considerably. But progress has been reported on the largest of many fires burning in Northern California today. The largest of the lightning-ignited blazes was expected to be fully contained by the end of the day. On Wall Street, still seeing losses. Dow's down nearly 60 at last check at 10,480. This is NPR.